close your eyes for a second if it's safe. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Pretend like you're closing your eyes. If I asked you, what is your dream life? What would your answer be? Not the life someone told you is your dream life, but your dream life. The one that would get you out of bed every single day without an alarm. Did you know most people couldn't answer that question?
Is this thing on? I've got something to say. Welcome to Spill It Beans, the juicy world of unfiltered conversations. We're not just spilling tea, we're serving the whole pot. You ready? Things are about to get real interesting.
So the start of this week for me was a little bit rough because I felt like I didn't know the direction that I was going in, and really with business. And my businesses are in a bit of a transition because we have been launching new products. The group chat just came out. We've changed the modality of Dear Diary from being in person to really being more of a virtual model so that we can expand nationally. And these are all amazing things that we've wanted to do. And they've caused this feeling of transition and being uncomfortable. And typically when I'm in spaces like this, I start to go back to the beginning of why did I start my business in the first place? And I just spend some time with myself, deep diving and pouring into myself so that I can learn and understand where I am right now and start to uncloud some of these cloudy spaces. So this week was no different. And for some reason, it was like, I want to read something. And I want to read something that I know is going to help me kind of start to clear these thoughts. And so for some reason, I wanted to read and listen to a book by Bob Proctor. So I love Bob Proctor, and he is a personal development guy. Bob passed a few years ago, and it was like as soon as I learned about Bob Proctor, he passed. So it was very emotional for me. But I loved his work. I loved Bob's teaching, and I wanted to listen to Bob. Like, I felt like I needed Bob. So I searched his name on Spotify. Shout out to Spotify for the audiobooks feature that has been amazing for me because I was paying for Audibles, and this just saved me so much time and money and not having to go back and forth. So search Bob's name, and the first book that came up was Change Your Paradigm, Change Your Life. And I was like, I've never read this one. When I read books, and I love reading, but what I don't do is I don't read what the book is about. I feel like it just gives away what the book is about. It takes away from like you reading it. So I never read that. And I was like, I am going to trust my instinct and I am going to read this book. And y'all, it was the book that I needed right now. Like, Bob poured so much into me from this book. And the way that this book is written is it's him and this guy named Dan. And Dan is interviewing Bob and asking Bob questions in each chapter. And Bob is just talking. So it's more of a conversation than it is like a book. But he starts to talk about how our paradigm is developed, what a paradigm is, how we can change our paradigm, and what we need to do. So according to Bob, a paradigm is a group of habits that are programmed in your subconscious mind that control your behaviors. So it is things that are programmed in you that dictate your results. So one of the things Bob says is you want to know what your paradigm is, look at your results. You want to know what your paradigm is, look at your bank account, look at your businesses, look at your kids, because those are the things that don't lie. Results do not lie. So they're going to tell you what your paradigm is. And for me, it really is your mindset, right? What kind of mindset do you have? And one thing about Bob, older guy, I think Bob was during the recording, I think Bob was like 82 or something like that. So Bob is an older guy, and he talks about the book Think and Grow Rich. Now, I read Think and Grow Rich a few years ago, and I think part of Think and Grow Rich is that you're supposed to read it multiple times because that's how you start to change your paradigm through repetition. And so hearing, seeing, doing the same things over and over again, you start to believe them, they become habits. So I was supposed to read it more than once, but I think I just read it and like moved on. And now with Bob's teaching, it's like bringing all of the things that I learned in Think and Grow Rich back to the forefront. So with Bob, what he's decided is with his life, he was going to dedicate his life to understanding and living Think and Grow Rich. Like he wanted to understand if you can actually think and grow rich. And his thing is like, what do I have to lose? Right? Like if this guy is saying that I can think and grow rich, why not try it? Because right now I'm struggling. So this has to be better than what I'm dealing with right now. So let me try it. And that's exactly what Bob did. He took the teachings of Think and Grow Rich. He applied them to his life. Like he applied them to the T in his life and was able to be a multimillionaire. And now he's starting to do that for other people and teaching them how to do the same. And it was like all week. I read the book. I started the book on Monday. I was done with the book by Wednesday. And all week it was just like ruminating. I'm like, yes, this is what I need. This is what I need. This is what I need. And what I really realized from this book is that people don't know what they want. Like they truly do not know what they want. So earlier this week, I had posted that I would hire people for their dream job. So I was like, reach out to me, tell me what your dream job is. I don't care anything about your, where you come from, the degrees you have, the experience you have, any of that. Tell me what your dream job is. And I wish I could share with you the emails that I've gotten. I mean, kudos to people for the audacity to reach out to me with what they've reached out to me with. I was getting emails that were like, I don't know what my dream job is, but this is so cool that you're offering this opportunity. Please hire me. Please pick me. And I'm like, hire you for what? You don't know your dream job. How am I going to know your dream job? What exactly am I hiring you to do? Because you don't even know what you want to do. And I've gotten multiple messages from people that don't even know what their dream job is, but they want me to hire them to do said job that doesn't exist, that they can't even put together themselves. And it made me think about like, people don't know what they want and why. Why don't people know what they want? And part of what Bob talks about and also Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich is that we're not taught how to think. We're not taught how to make decisions for ourselves. We are programmed, our paradigm, we are programmed through school, parents, family, our environment, even genetically, to follow what has always been followed. So schools teach us how to get a job, and they don't teach us how to think, because if you could think, you probably wouldn't take the jobs that you take in the first place. So they really teach you just how to do and not so much how to think. Schools give you a bunch of information, and I'm not knocking schools. I've gone to school. I have multiple degrees, all of those things. So I'm not knocking school. I've also been a professor. I believe in school. However, what I've realized is that schools never taught me how to truly think. They taught me how to get information, how to take that information and regurgitate it on the exam to pass the exam, get my grade, degree, whatever it is I'm getting, and keep it moving. But when I really got into the real world, you have to know how to think. But nobody's teaching you that. Nobody has shown you how to do that. And so it goes against your current paradigm. It goes against your programming to the point where your mind will reject you trying to do it. It gets uncomfortable. You start to worry. You start to get fearful. You start to have anxiety because you've never been taught how to think, how to make decisions on your own. But that's what makes us being human so dope, right? Because animals can't think. They don't know how to think. That's what separates us from them. We have the ability to think about what we're wanting to do and make decisions. Our intellect exists for us to navigate life, right? And until we learn how to make our own decisions, we're stuck in wherever we are right now. That is where you get a lot of victims, a lot of blaming. Bob says bondage, right? You are bonded to whatever it is your circumstances are. So you hear people say, oh, if only such and such did this, then I would do that. Well, you can't control what anybody does. So if you're waiting for somebody else to give you something or to do something before you do what you need to do, you're never going to get what it is that you want. And for me, I think about that so often because I hear people say, well, if only this job would hire me, then I would be able to make the money that I want to make. Okay, and what happens if that job never hires you? Then you're not going to make the money that you want to make. Who does that impact at the end? You, not that job. They don't even know that you exist. So what are you going to do? What is it that you're going to decide to do? And that takes so much personal responsibility that people would rather not have that. Because for me to look in the mirror and say, the reason why my life is the way it is because of me, people like, nah, I'm good on that. I don't want to have to face that type of reality. And so they don't. And so many people, they don't have a dream life. They don't have this want, this burning desire to the point where they actually go out and get it, which is what separates the greats from everybody else. Because the greats have decided, this is something that I want. They see themselves having it, and then they go after it. They figure out a way to get it. And one of the things that Bob was talking about in the book is that nothing is created or destroyed. And we all know that. We've all learned that. That's something they taught us in school. So what he's saying is everything that you want is already out there. You just have to put yourself in harmony with it to get it. And I feel like personally, I can relate to that because growing up, one of the things that I always said is I wanted to be successful and I wanted to be able to make a difference. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know if that meant I was going to have a job doing something. I didn't know if I was going to be the next president. I didn't know if I was going to be the next MLK. Like, I had no idea what that meant, but I knew that that's what I wanted. And I just had to figure out how to get it. And as I continue to really envision, like, what does being successful mean for me? Because being successful means something different to everybody. What does making a difference mean for me? And as I started to internalize those things, as I started to sit with those things, as I started to read more and open up my horizon to things that I had not experienced in my life or had not had in my environment, then I started to say, I want that. Yep, I want that. Okay, I do want to start my own business. I do want to be able to help other Black girls and Black women live their dream life. I want to be able to not only help them live their dream life, I want them to see me living my dream life as proof that they too can do it. I've come from the same struggles you've come from. I've dealt with the same things that you've dealt with, and we can do it. And I had to sit with that. I had to truly internalize that. And that helped me get out of bed every day. It helped me to continue to push forward. And not always with me working at my company. Even when I was working at other places, it always was, does it align with what I want for myself? Again, I had to know what I wanted though. So when I was taking jobs, it was, does this job align with what I want for myself? Does this job align with the person that I am working towards continuously becoming? And if it didn't, then I left that. I didn't go to that job. And it was easy to reject it because it wasn't in alignment with the life that I wanted for myself. So as I'm listening to this book, like y'all, I've been listening to this book. I'm like, Walter, and another thing. Y'all, my husband fell asleep on me last night. I'm like asking him questions and I'm like, when was the last time you did something that you really wanted to do and it happened and what made you do it? And like, y'all, I'm hype right now. I'm watching Bob. I'm listening to Bob, but I'm also internalizing it again because I'm trying to figure out like, what is it that I want? And am I still on the path to continuously getting in harmony with the thing that I want for myself? And as I was listening to Bob, one of the things that he mentions is the process is decision, understanding, visualization, and discipline. And I started to think about like, what's something that I've wanted that I could see myself having? And I worked really hard to get it. And I was actually able to obtain it. What did I have to do? How did I make that happen? And in the book, Bob starts to talk about these eight, can't remember if it was like principles to make that thing happen or eight, I think it was like eight ways to change your paradigm. That could have been it. And one of those ways, the way that he talks about starting to do that in his eight steps are first to take responsibility for how we feel and how we act. Again, people don't want to do that. People do not want to take responsibility because it's easy to blame somebody else. It's easy to put that on somebody else as to why your life is the way it is. But nobody else can control your life. Nobody can. Only you can control you. And only you can't even control anybody else. You can only control you. So first, you have to take responsibility for how you feel and how you act. Then you have to decide what you want and act like you already have it. So for me, when I was like, I want to be successful and I want to be able to make a difference, I have to see myself already successful and already making a difference. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I see myself doing it. I have to sit and imagine myself in that space. And once I do that, now I just got to get there. Now I just got to do what I got to do to get there. Once I can see the image, once I can truly see the image, I just have to get there. I'll give you a perfect example. I bought a 2024 Lexus RX 350 in May of this year. That is my dream car. I always wanted that car. I remember being 15 and I was like, by 30, I'm going to be able to get this Lexus. I am going to be able to get the exact one I want. They're going to build it for me. It's not going to have no miles on it. I'm going to be the first and only driver. I'm going to drive it off the lot and that's going to be my car. I saw myself with that car. I put it in my mind that that was the car I was going to get. As life goes on, I realized I wanted that car to be green. I wanted it to be green on the outside, peanut butter insides. On May of last year, 1 month before my 30th birthday, I went to the Lexus dealership and I left there with an order for my brand new 2024. It was a 2023 at that time. But it took them so long to build it out because of supply chain shortages, because of COVID and all of that, that they ended up upgrading it to a 2024 at no additional charge. And when I got my car, it had 2 miles on it. And those were the miles to get it on the truck, get it off the truck, get it in the Lexus dealership, get the little red bow on it. And I was able to get that car. Now, I saw this for myself at 15. I had no idea I was going to own my own company. I had no idea that I was going to be able to get my credit to where it is because it wasn't there before. I had no idea any of these things were going to happen, but I believed that I was going to get it. And I did what I had to do to get it. I saw myself with that car by 30 and I was able to get that car by 30. So he's right. You do have to decide what you want and act like you can have it. Like, act like you have it already. Like, I was in my Chevy Cruze, like, yep, this a Lexus. This my car. This my Lexus. And I remember my brother saying, When you gonna get a new car? You know you got the money to buy you a new car. Why are you being so humble? And I was like, because when I go and get the car, my next car, it's gonna be the car that I wanted. It's gonna be the car that I've dreamed of. And that's exactly what I did. The next thing that Bob says is you have to get an accountability partner. So you have to pick somebody that you respect and you have to tell them what it is that you're wanting. Let them know what that thing is. What is it that you're really wanting? And I think I told Walter, and it has to be somebody that you truly respect and you don't want to disappoint. And you're probably like, well, why does it have to be somebody that I truly respect? Because you want somebody else that you're accountable to. So when you start to get to a space where, let's just say I was like, well, maybe I won't get a Lexus. Maybe I'll just get me another Chevy Cruze. He can say, why are you saying that? You always wanted a Lexus. Why wouldn't you get a Lexus? Now I have to explain myself. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, have I disappointed him because I didn't get that Lexus that I knew I was going to get? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get my Lexus. So some of y'all might follow me on social media. I go to the gym Monday through Friday. I have some goals that I want to accomplish monthly, quarterly, annually. I share them with my followers on social media. Why? Because they're my accountability partners. And while I don't know everybody, I don't want to let them down. I have women all the time that are reaching out, especially now. I have mothers who are like, man, I've been trying to drop weight after having my baby. How do you stay committed? I've been watching you, and because of you, I've been working out. Or if you can go to the gym with a newborn, I know that I can go to the gym, and my kids are school age. So because of you, I've worked out. I have become their accountability partner, and we don't have to actually know each other for us to become accountability partners. I just have to respect them enough to do what I say I'm going to do. And I do that. Like I do what I say that I'm going to do. I go to the gym with no problem. I post it on social media for them to know that I'm doing it. I let them know what's going well, what's not going well. Some of the days I don't feel like it, I still show up. Why? Because I'm accountable to them. I want them to know that I'm doing what I said I'm going to do. Then Bob says you have to hold the vision and feel it naturally. Like you have to feel it. Like, I don't know if y'all remember the movie Drumline, and Nick Cannon was working with the dude that played the bass. And he was like, man, I'm trying to keep my spot. And he was like, you got to feel the drum. I wish y'all could see me right now because I'm like imitating him. But he was like, you got to feel it. Like, you can't just play the drum. You got to feel the drum. Become one with your drum. The same with your vision. Like, you have to become one with that thing. You have to really know that you can accomplish that thing. In 2017, my mentor told me that she had a personal mission statement. And she was like, very similar to how businesses have mission statements. I have a mission statement over my life. And this is the life, this is the mission that I'm on with my life. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to do that. And I know that a part of my mission statement was to be the voice for Black girlhood and Black womanhood. And I'm doing that. I felt that. I also said that my mission in life was to be a wife and a mother. I felt it. It felt natural to me. So not being a wife and not being a mother actually felt unnatural. So I ensured that I felt that thing so strongly that I made sure that it happened and I got it. So you want to feel it naturally. And the way that you feel it naturally is repetition. So when I wrote that mission statement, I added it to my planner that I open every single day. Every day I would read my mission statement. Every day, every day, every day. The same with the gym. I go every day, every day, every day. Now, I don't even think about going to the gym. Monday through Friday, I get up and go to the gym. Sometimes on Saturdays, I even go to the gym. Now, that's not a day that I have to go, but I will, because that's how I start my day. So I don't think about it. I don't think about whether or not I'm going to be the voice for Black girlhood and Black womanhood. It's so ingrained now that I just do it because of the repetition. It's like your name. You didn't know that your name was your name until somebody kept calling you that. My son, Cairo, he's 8 months. And when we say Cairo, he turns and looks at us because he knows his name is Cairo. When he was first born, he had no idea that his name was Cairo. So we had to keep calling him Cairo over and over and over and over again until he knew and believed that that was his name. That's who he is. So now he's Cairo. You have to have the same thing with your vision. Like, hold your vision, truly feel it, and allow yourself to continue to grow toward that vision. And it's probably going to be uncomfortable, because if it's truly a vision, which is something you've never seen before, it's something you believe that you've never seen, because if you saw it, it's sight. It's not vision. Vision is what you can't see. So it's probably going to be very uncomfortable for you. I know that for me, talking about being the voice of Black girlhood and Black womanhood, I'm like, what does that mean? It was scary for me, but I believed it and I saw it. I saw myself being able to do that. And so you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So it's going to be uncomfortable at first, right? Now that I'm running my companies and I'm talking about and putting out and expressing what it means to be a Black woman, what it's like to be a Black girl, what it's like to continue to thrive and show yourself that you can do it. Now that I'm doing it, it's comfortable. I could talk about it with no problem. I've even started to change my vision statement so that it's bigger now, right? Because now my vision is bigger because I started to accomplish some of the things that once I couldn't see, but now I see them. So you have to get to a space where it is uncomfortable until it's comfortable. And then once it's comfortable, you go bigger, you do more, because that's what we have to do as human beings. That's part of being a human, is to keep growing. You either adapt or die. You evolve or die. So we have to keep on growing. We have to keep on doing better. We have to keep on doing more. Otherwise, we just die. Like, you literally are going through the motions. I've heard people say it's nothing worse than being dead but alive. And that's real. Like, being dead inside but still being alive has to be miserable. Because it's like, I'm here, but I'm not really here. So you need to be alive internally as well as alive physically, alive spiritually and alive physically. One of the things that Bob says is keep getting emotionally connected with the idea that feels uncomfortable, and eventually it will be comfortable. That's when you've turned it into part of your paradigm. The gym used to be uncomfortable. Anybody who knows me knows I am not a morning person. I got to a point where I was getting up at 4:30 in the morning to be at the gym by 5 o'clock because it was part of my new paradigm. And my days weren't productive if I didn't go to the gym. And so I was okay with getting up early to make that happen. And it was uncomfortable until it was comfortable. And then I just did it. And I didn't have to think about it anymore. Now I don't do it anymore because I don't have a job that I have to be at 8 o'clock in the morning like I used to. And when I got pregnant, I couldn't get up that early anymore because I didn't know I was pregnant. But my body was like, no, ma'am, we tired, we're fatigued, we're growing a baby. You don't know we're growing a human, but we are. But the minute I was cleared by the doctor to start working out again, I went back to the gym. I was back. And it was difficult. It was uncomfortable, but I kept going. I kept showing up. I kept doing it. I kept doing it until it got comfortable. And now I have to challenge myself in new ways because now I'm comfortable again. So I have to challenge myself to grow a little bit more. Discomfort is the indication that you're growing, and you have to keep growing, right? Then Bob says that the fifth thing you have to do is set a new standard. And he talks about this being part of the self-esteem concept. And you have to decide that you actually can do it. Like, you have to have the self-esteem and the confidence to do it. I like to read about very successful people. And one of the things that I'm learning about successful people is that they have audacity, like audacity to do whatever it is they say they're going to do or whatever it is they say they want to do. They have the audacity to just do it or the confidence to do it. Walter and I watch shows like The Con and documentaries about people who have conned people out of a lot of money or whatever they've conned them out of. And I'm like, how do people do this? Well, con comes from like confident, like they are confident in what they believe, even though it's wrong. So I'm in no way saying that it's right. Even though it's wrong, they believe like with everything in them that what they're doing is okay. And then they keep doing it. And that type of audacity, that type of self-esteem, we're not taught. So when we see people like that, we call them arrogant, right? We look down on those people who are like that. And I think that a big piece of that is we're a little bit envious of those people because we're like, how dare they think that they can do whatever it is that they can do? Donald Trump. I read a book about Donald Trump because I wanted to learn how did he become so audacious? Like, he says what he wants to say. He don't care about what anybody has to say about it. All the way until he made his way to the White House, the most powerful position in the world. Call it what you want, but I want that kind of audacity. I want that type of confidence where I can put my mind to something and I know that I'm going to be able to do it. And I don't care what you say about it. That's just noise. I am going to find a way for me to do whatever it is that I want to do. And I'm not going to copy anybody else. I don't want what you have because I don't want to go through what you had to go through to get what you have. And I don't want you to have what I have, like, because you might not be willing to go through the things that I went through to get what I have. But you should set your standard. Decide that where I am right now is not where I'm going to be forever. No, I'm not going to do that. When I was dating, back in the day, when I was dating, I used to feel like it was the men. I keep on dating these dudes that ain't nothing. I keep on finding, how come I keep on running into these guys that aren't really doing anything with themselves? And then I got to a point where I was like, wait a minute. The common denominator here is you, Yana. So what are you doing to attract these guys? And how can you change that? Because you can't change any of them. And that's actually what I was trying to do. I loved me a project. I loved me a man that needed some work and I was going to do the work. I was going to change him to be a great man. Can't change nobody. Can't control anybody but yourself. And I kept on losing my mind when I couldn't change them. And then I realized I can only change me. And so my standards changed. I decided that I was going to go after something else. I decided I was going to look for something different. And I had to be something different in order to get something different. I had to set a new standard. That was the only way I was going to do it. Nobody else can do it for me. Only you can do it. Like, you and only you. Step 6, develop self-discipline. Discipline is saying that you're going to do something and then doing it. Over and over and over and over and over again, like literally over and over and over again until Bob step 7, it becomes auto suggestion, until it gets to a point where it's on autopilot in your mind and you don't even have to think about it anymore. You just keep doing it, like I do with the gym, like I do with my business. Every single day I work on my businesses. Nobody has to tell me that. I don't have a boss. I don't have anybody telling me that I have to go to work every day. I make the decisions. And every day I choose to go to work to the point where I don't even think about it anymore because it's on autopilot for me. I know that I'm going to go to work every single day. I know that I'm going to go to work. I know that I'm going to do what I need to do in order to get what it is that I want. Because I've decided that this is what I want and I'm going to go after it. And then the last thing that Bob says is eliminate procrastination and accelerate towards your goal. The opposite of procrastination is decision. Decide. You have to decide. You have to make a decision for what it is that you want. You have to see yourself with it and then go get it. For me, my dream life was to help other people, especially Black women, live their dream lives. I wanted to get rid of this idea that as Black women, we cannot live our dream lives because of the systems that are in place that keep Black and women from being able to obtain wealth, happiness, health. I rejected that. I decided early on that I reject that. I am not okay with that for me. So I am going to make sure that my life is the complete opposite of that. Then I had to understand that I am responsible for getting me there. I have to start to think about what that looks like. I have to decide what it is that I want. And then understand that thing that I want. See myself with that thing. I had to visualize it and continuously visualize it. Keep telling myself that it can happen. Keep seeing myself in those spaces. I saw myself in that Lexus until I was in that Lexus. I kept manifesting it, And then I was disciplined. I went to work. I made my money. I created my businesses. I kept going until I got that thing. And you can do that. Like, we can all do that. And as I was listening to Bob this week, it was like everything about my businesses just came together. Like, the purpose of Dear Diary is to empower Black girls to write their own narrative. Well, first, they need to know what their own narrative is. They have to know what they want. They have to see themselves with what they want. And only then can I start to help them to write their own narrative. Otherwise, I'm trying to tell them what to do. I'm trying to write their narrative for them, and I'm getting upset because they're not doing what I'm telling them to do. That's not what they want. That is not what they want. If I tell you to start a business and you don't want to start a business, we're going to continuously hit roadblocks because that's not what you want. That's what I want. That might be what I want for you, but that's not what you want. I remember I was going through some things with Walter when we first got together. And one of the things I had to realize and I told him was like, I love your potential. Like, I can see the man that you could be. But your reality does not match what I see. And I had to realize that your potential is not your reality. And until you change your reality to something better, and it can't be what I see, it has to be what you've decided that's going to be, this isn't what's best for me right now. Right? Like, I had to choose what was best for me right now in that moment, in that season, you know, with what the life that I was building for myself. And I had to be okay with walking away if that didn't fit the life that I was building. And so we have to realize that only we can get and have and obtain and become one with the things that we want. But we first have to decide what we want. People really do not know what they want. They think they do. They think they want what they see on social media. They think they want what Beyonce has. They think that they want that. And then once they're in it, or once they start to realize what Beyonce had to do to become Beyonce, they don't want to do that because that's not truly what they want. Once you figure out what you want and you see yourself with that, nothing can stop you from having it. You will go out and get it. So this week, as I was thinking about my businesses, I was like, I want to continue to be successful and I want these businesses. And I built Dear Diary to help other Black girls that were similar to me I built it so that they can write their own narrative. And I built the group chat so that Black women could lean on each other for support and can uplift each other instead of competing with each other, and could share resources and could talk about what we're dealing with in our lives with each other, and the things that people are telling us about Black women coming together and Black women are always fighting and they're always arguing. I rejected all of that. Like, this is what I see with my businesses, and I'm going to make that happen because I've decided that that's what I want. I've seen it. And now all I got to do is get myself there. Put myself in harmony with that thing. So it started off as a very chaotic, cloudy week for me. But now I feel like I have so much clarity. I have so much vision. I am like on fire. I'm so ready to like just go out and do. I can't wait to share with y'all like what's going to come from this, because this was what I needed right now. Like, this is exactly what I needed when I needed it. And now it's just time to go get it. And I'm encouraging you to do the same. I am encouraging you to do the exact same. What do you want? What do you truly want? See yourself with that thing. Like, envision it. Write it down. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What does it feel like? Like, really feel it. And then put yourself there. Start to walk in it. You want a multi-million dollar company? Start to walk in that. Dress like the CEO of a multi-million dollar company. You want to find your wife? Be the husband that you're going to be for that wife. And don't think about the superficial stuff. Oh, what, you know, is she tall? Is she short? Is she thick? Is she skinny? That stuff doesn't really matter. What kind of husband does it take to attract the wife that you want? Be that. Be that right now. And then go out and get it. Do what you have to do to get it and watch you attract that thing. Watch you get that business. Watch you get that wife, that husband, that best friend, that child, all the things that you want. Watch you get those things, because you're going to be willing to do whatever it takes for you to get that thing. Watch. That's my challenge to you. And I want you to tell me how it's going. Reach out to me on social media. Let me know, what is it that you want? I will be your accountability partner. If you need an accountability partner, I will be that. I will be that person in your ear, making sure you go after exactly what it is that you want. Because my dream life is making sure that you live your dream life. So if I need to be your accountability partner, by all means, I will be. Like, reach out to me. I will be that for you. And then let's see how your life turned out. Like, let's see how you get it. I want to see how you get it. All right. That's a wrap for today's episode. Until next time, keep pushing, keep dreaming, and keep spilling the beans. Bye.